Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you are listening to STEM Spots. Today, I'm just going to talk a little bit about science and diversity. Some of my own views developed over something like 40 years of being in the business, so to speak. Of course, people think to themselves that there's just one way of conducting science, and that science has no cultural connection at all. They think to themselves, especially in this country, that the European scientific revolution from, let's say, the 1700s sort of inculcated in this way of doing science based on empiricism and theoretical development, and that Europeans at their center of the world, and perhaps they are in our eyes, but is that really true? So there's two different things to think about. First of all, there's a deep and abiding contribution to science from all over the world, from Egyptians, Arabic mathematicians, Native American cosmology, India, and their own contributions, China certainly. From all over the world came input into the scientific world. Perhaps the development of the specific ideas and the way of doing things right now is more driven by a European context, but certainly Europeans were not the only purveyors of science. And for us to look at it that way is, I just think, bad history. But even more so than that, can you bring your own cultural background into the way you do science? And so I can say that I've interacted with a very diverse group of people in my career. In physics, we have people from all over the world, Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Africa, South America, North America, Canada, wherever. I've interacted with scientists from something like probably 30 different countries in my career. And of course, in physics, we're also a very meritocracy-driven kind of world. We're interested in what people can accomplish. And we try to claim that their cultural background has no impact. But most people work from their own background, and their own background has some manifestation in the things they do. And so it would be ridiculous to think that cultural background does not impact the way things are done at some level. How do we work with that? Do we pay attention to it? And in most cases, if you look at the way journal articles are done in physics or astronomy, that's the kind of stuff that we try to sweep to the side. But it's interesting to me because I've been thinking a lot lately about the motivations for doing science and whether there are cultural implications in that. And so the way science is done and the motivation for doing science primarily are tied to a very pragmatic view of the world, where the world is our oyster, so to speak, and we're trying to unlock its secrets in order to use it in ways that benefit us directly. So it's a very cost-benefit analysis sort of world that physics primarily works in, whether it's finding ways to use lenses to magnify images, or whether it's ways to make various kinds of devices useful for computers or for warfare or for eye surgery or whatever. Many, many times physicists are driven pragmatically. And yet, interestingly enough, the things that connect the most to the average person many times are the things that seem the least useful of all the things that scientists do. And so is it possible that our own cultural background, and especially in America, this background that we have of using all things for a purpose, of always being driven to find a utility to something, perhaps that way of looking at things actually has driven our science in ways where the good parts of it or the purest parts of it are sometimes put on the back burner. So if you talk to young kids, most of the time you're going to hear things like Einstein, Stephen Hawking, exoplanets, looking for life, other places, big picture ideas. But if you deal with most physicists who are actually being paid by the government in some way, shape, or form, most of them are not working in those areas. Most of them are working in things like computing, semiconductor development, lasers, other kinds of work like that, where there is a very utilitarian viewpoint. This, of course, is interesting to anybody who's studied philosophy and looked at utilitarianism, as John Stuart Mill would have advocated, where we're looking for the common good and we're always trying to find ways to do things for the common good. The most interesting thing to me that's developed over all these years is that there's a diverse way of looking at science, and that all the cultural backgrounds that people bring to that only help science, only make it better and richer. And not only that, our way of looking at science as not only a tool to be exploited, but just a way to look at the world and to find the beauty in the world and the sort of magnificent structure of the world, that in itself might be enough. Of course, just my own thoughts on the subject. And once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.